We do come now to God's Word this morning, and we're continuing forward in our series in Luke's Gospel. We are in Luke chapter 19 this morning, Luke 19 verses 1 through 10. I invite you to turn with me in your copy of God's Word or in the Pew Bible in front of you to Luke chapter 19, and we'll read together verses 1 through 10. Let's give our attention now to the reading of God's Word. He entered Jericho and was passing through. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. And he was seeking to see who Jesus was. But on account of the crowd, he could not because he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled, "He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Brothers and sisters, this is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Oh, Father, what good news this is for us today. As we come now, Lord, to this passage of Scripture, we pray that you would apply it to our heart by your Spirit. Lord, that this word that you've given to us would produce the fruit that you intended to produce in us. Give us the eyes to see. Give us the hearts to receive your word. Speak, Lord, for your servants are listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, one of our rhythms as a family, one of the things we try to do is each evening gather together at the end of the day and read a passage of Scripture. And sometimes we read a passage from a children's story Bible. And one of the passages that is often referenced in those children's story Bibles, it's often a frequent flyer in those stories, is the story of Zacchaeus. It's popular among the children's story Bibles, and one of the things that's interesting as you read the different versions of the children's story Bible are the different ways that the different authors contextualize those stories for a young audience. Some take a more literal approach to the story, relaying it word for word, the exact details of the biblical text. Others are more creative, retelling the story in unique ways, focusing in on certain details, maybe even exaggerating them so that they're more interesting and memorable for children. And certainly this is the case with this story of Zacchaeus, the tax collector. It is often one of the most memorable stories that is included in countless children's story Bibles. There's even a silly little song that maybe your children learned about in Sunday school, that Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he, and he climbed up in a sycamore tree because Jesus he wanted to see. There's a song about it, and what that song gets at is the fact that Zacchaeus was just a wee little man. Is that what this story is about? Is this just a silly little story about a silly little man who climbed up in a tree to see Jesus? I propose to you that this is actually quite a serious story as we come to it this morning. Yes, it's the stuff of children's Bibles and children's songs, but this is a serious story. It features prominently in the text of the Gospel of Luke. This is one of the last personal interactions that Jesus has before he goes to the cross. As he's nearing Jerusalem, as he's about to enter into Jerusalem, this is one of the last personal interactions that he has. This is a serious story that Luke is using to once again direct our attention towards something important, towards the reality of who Jesus Christ is as Savior and Lord, and how we, as the hearers of this gospel, are meant to respond to this good news of who he is. This is a serious story. And in fact, at the end of this text, we find Jesus himself giving what has been considered the mission statement for the entire Gospel of Luke. What has Luke, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, been working to communicate in his narrative of the good news of Jesus? What is all of this getting at? That's what we find in verse 10. As Jesus himself gives us his mission, he says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." You see, this story of Zacchaeus the tax collector, it's both the evidence and the embodiment of this mission, of this purpose. This is not just a cute story about a wee little man who climbed a tree. Now, this is the story of the Son of Man seeking and saving one of his lost sheep. The Son of Man seeking and saving one of his lost sheep. And here's why this matters for you today. This same Son of Man who we find seeking and saving Zacchaeus in this story is seeking and saving you today. He is seeking you today. And the same salvation and transformation that Christ brings into Zacchaeus' life, you need Christ to bring into your life. And so as we consider this text together, we're not just to focus on the silly little details. We're not going to lose the forest for the trees. No, we are to see ourselves in Zacchaeus' story. As we see Christ seeking and saving Zacchaeus in Jericho, we're to consider how he is seeking out all of us today. We'll consider this narrative under those two headings of Jesus' mission: Jesus seeking Zacchaeus and Jesus saving Zacchaeus. So first, Jesus seeking Zacchaeus. Our text begins as Luke gives some background on just who this Zacchaeus was. And believe it or not, the most important characteristic of Zacchaeus that we find in this text is not his stature, it's not his size, it's his vocation, his profession, what he does for a living. That's what our text confronts us with first in verse 2. It says, "There was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich." We've met several tax collectors thus far in this gospel. We read in chapter 5 of Levi, or Matthew, who was a tax collector sitting at his tax booth, and Jesus came to him and said, "Follow me." And he went to Levi's house and shared a meal with him and many other tax collectors. And this was scandalous because, as we've said before, tax collectors were among the lowest of the low in Jewish society. They were not just sinners. They were professional sinners. That was their vocation. It was to sell out their people by collecting large amounts of money for the Roman government. Their job was to lie and cheat and steal, all while making themselves very, very wealthy. As it says here of Zacchaeus, he was rich. And what we read about Zacchaeus here is that not only was he a tax collector, he was a chief tax collector. He was a leader among tax collectors, perhaps even in charge of making sure that all the money that was collected by those he supervised was organized and made its way back to the Roman government. You see, Zacchaeus was running this criminal enterprise in Jericho. One commentator describes Zacchaeus as the leader of the Jericho tax cartel. That's the sense here. This is a corrupt man who's grown very wealthy at the expense of his Jewish countrymen. He was not a sweet little old man. He was a hardened criminal. And so it should surprise us when we hear in verse 3 that he was seeking to see who Jesus was. That should wake us up a little bit. Why in the world would this incredibly wealthy man, this hardened leader of the Jericho tax cartel, care anything about Jesus? Why is Zacchaeus looking for Jesus? It's actually not a hard question to answer biblically. Zacchaeus was seeking after Jesus only because Jesus was first seeking after Zacchaeus in his heart. God, by his grace, was starting to create a curiosity in Zacchaeus' heart, a sense of longing, which no doubt came from a sense of dissatisfaction from his life of corruption and sin. As one commentator writes, it's very likely that Zacchaeus had found his wealth and lifestyle unsatisfying. A sense of unease made every pleasure unfulfilling. Nothing lasted. Zacchaeus was being drawn by the severe mercy of dissatisfaction. You see, friends, one of the most wonderful gifts of God's grace to us is to make sin bitter to us. That's one of the greatest gifts of God's grace, when he begins to make sin bitter to us, when he causes us to realize that a life of sinful rebellion does not bring satisfaction long term. When he brings us into that place of dissatisfaction, that is his grace. That's one of the ways that Christ seeks after us as his lost sheep. He brings to our hearts the severe mercy of dissatisfaction at our sin. And so from this place of curiosity, a desperation begins to arise in Zacchaeus. He goes to great length, as our text says here, to go to see who Jesus is, even climbing a tree to get a better view. And again, we often make much about the efforts that Zacchaeus went to get to see Jesus. But what we're supposed to see here more is the effort that Jesus makes to seek after Zacchaeus. Because it is Jesus who comes right to where Zacchaeus is. It's Jesus who looks up in the tree. And Zacchaeus doesn't make some profound request of him. He doesn't make any sort of repentance at all. It's Jesus who takes the initiative here and says to him in verse 5, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." Jesus is seeking Zacchaeus internally and externally. He's been at work in his heart, and now he's about to go to work in his life. And we see the way that Zacchaeus responds to this external call. Verse 6 says that he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. This is the transition between Jesus seeking Zacchaeus and Jesus saving Zacchaeus. It's Zacchaeus' joyful receiving of Christ into his life. And we're going to talk more about that. But before we get to that point, there's a crucial verse in this text that we cannot miss, that oftentimes we can skip over. It's a verse that helps us understand, why does this passage matter to us? It's verse 7. Which says, "And when they," speaking of the crowds, "and when they saw it, they all grumbled. He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." You see, one of the themes that runs parallel in Luke's gospel, one of the themes that runs parallel to this theme of Jesus Christ coming to seek and to save the lost, a theme that runs alongside of that throughout the gospel, is the religious community's rejection of that news. Time and again, in this gospel, when Jesus seeks after the lost, the broken, the sinful, the religious community responds not with rejoicing, but with rejection. Not with gratitude, but with grumbling. And that is because people trapped in dead religion find no use for a Savior who's seeking after lost people, because they presume they're already found. That because of their religious behavior, they're the good guys, they're the insiders, they're the ones who are worthy for Jesus to come into their house, to come into their life, and be their guest. And so what we see here on the part of Jesus with Zacchaeus, and what he says here, is meant to shatter that way of thinking, that the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Who does Jesus seek after? Who does Jesus save? Not the religious, not the moral. He saves the lost, the broken, the sinner. He enters into the lives of hardened criminals, professional sinners like Zacchaeus, who receive him with joy and rejoice in his grace. And this reality, it speaks to two groups of people who are no doubt present here even this morning. The first group is those like these crowds who would be tempted to think that there are people who are too sinful for Jesus. There are people who are beyond God's grace because of their sin. There are people too sinful for Jesus to be seeking them. A group who might presume in their spiritual pride to look down on others because of their religious pedigree. And if you're here, and that's you this morning, the good news is that Jesus Christ is seeking you today. Jesus Christ is seeking after you today. Today he's speaking his word to you in order to humble you, in order to cause you to see, I'm just like Zacchaeus. I'm not a hardened criminal. But I'm a religious hypocrite. I may look good on the outside. I have all the religious bells and whistles. But on the inside, I'm a sinner. Which means I need Jesus too. I need Jesus to seek me out and rescue me from my pride and presumption. That's one group. Or you might be in another group of people who would be tempted perhaps to think that you're too sinful for Jesus to be seeking you today. You think perhaps in your heart, you know your sin, you know your heart. You think perhaps that you've gone too far, you've sinned too much, run away for too long, that you're beyond the saving grace of God, that there's no way that God could seek and save someone like you. But friend, what's clear from this passage, in fact, what's clear from the entire Gospel of Luke, is that there is no one too sinful for Jesus. There is no one too sinful for Jesus. Jesus is seeking after you today. There's no category of person that Jesus is not seeking after today. And so today, he is speaking his word to you in order to call you to himself, to enter into your life and bring salvation to you. That's what we see in the second half of this passage. We've seen Jesus seeking Zacchaeus, seeking us. And now we see Jesus saving Zacchaeus. What's the result here of Jesus entering into Zacchaeus' life? What's the result of Zacchaeus receiving Jesus with joy? What happens next? As Christ says himself in verse 9, today salvation has come to this house. Jesus enters into Zacchaeus' house, into Zacchaeus' life, and he brings salvation. New life. That's what this looks like. What does this salvation look like? That's what we see in verse 8. Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." Notice that the salvation that comes to Zacchaeus' house, it transforms him. It transforms him from the inside out. We see here what happens when the grace of God begins to work in someone's heart. He repents of his sin. He recognizes the sin for what it is. He repents of it. He turns the other way. He forsakes his greed and his corruption. And he makes restitution for it. This is what it looks like for a sinner to be born again, brothers and sisters. When Christ seeks you, when Christ saves you, his Holy Spirit goes to work in your life, making you new from the inside out. You will not be the same. Will you struggle with sin? Yes, you will struggle with sin. But you have a power now to fight that sin. God's Holy Spirit dwelling in your heart by faith. And notice here, it's beautiful. The place of greatest transformation, the place of greatest transformation in the life of Zacchaeus was once the place of his greatest shame. He's transformed from being a man characterized by greed, extortion, lying, cheating, taking advantage of other people. And by the grace of God, he's transformed into being a man characterized by generosity. He's changed in the area of his greatest shame. He's brought from greed to generosity by the sovereign grace of Christ. And friends, this is what Christ can do for you today as well. In the area of your life, whatever it is, in the area of your life that you are most ashamed about, in the midst of your greatest sin struggle, Jesus Christ is seeking you today. He's saying to you, I must come into your life today and make you new. That is Christ's mission for your life. So how are you lost today, friend? How are you lost? Where do you need Jesus to find you? Maybe you need Jesus to find you in the midst of your religious hypocrisy, putting on a good show while you're spiritually dead inside. Maybe you need Jesus to find you in your spiritual pride. Maybe you need Jesus to find you in the midst of your anger, your resentment, your unforgiveness, your strife in your relationships. Maybe you're struggling with an addiction or a pattern of sinfulness that you cannot seem to shake. It keeps you trapped in shame. Maybe you're just suffering and weary of the hardship of life. And you need Jesus to find you in your loneliness, in your heartache. Wherever you're at today, the good news of this passage is the same, that Jesus Christ came to seek and to save the lost. And do you know why that is? It's because Jesus loves lost people. Jesus loves lost people. That's the heart of the gospel. God's gracious love towards lost sinners who do not deserve it. You see, it was the sovereign love of God, beloved, towards sinners that caused him to send his only beloved Son so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Don't you see, if you are here today and you're hearing the voice of your Savior, it's not an accident, it's not a mistake. The love of Christ, his gospel, is seeking out you today. And maybe he's been seeking you out your entire life in a religious community. Hearing sermon after sermon, hearing gospel presentation after gospel presentation that's just gone in one ear and out the other and made no difference in your life. And I propose to you that the reason for that oftentimes can be just like this story of Zacchaeus. We can so easily begin to minimize the depth and the seriousness of the gospel message. We can so easily turn the gospel into just another bedtime story for children. We've just heard it over and over again. We've heard it so many times. It just lulls us to sleep. But beloved, the gospel is not a bedtime story for children. It is a life-transforming promise of salvation. If you're here today, the message of this passage for you is that Jesus Christ can enter into your life and bring you a salvation that will make you new, that will make you alive, a salvation that will turn your greatest source of shame into your greatest source of rejoicing because of his grace. Don't you see, Jesus Christ did not just come to bring a system of religion and morals to make good people a little bit better. No, he came to save hell-bound, hardened sinners, to take spiritually dead people and make them alive and transform their lives from the inside out, bringing them from shame to salvation. To take greedy people and make them generous. Bitter, unforgiving people and make them loving and gracious. To take spiritually apathetic, lukewarm church people and make them alive and zealous for his worship and witness. Friends, has Jesus done this for you? Has Jesus done this for you? As you look at this text, and you look at the testimony of your life, which response to Jesus does your life track with? The response of a hardened criminal, a shame-filled sinner who realizes he is lost and receives Jesus with joy and his life is transformed and made new? Or the response of the religious crowds who somewhat shrug their shoulders and don't really know what to do with this message because they don't really see the fact that they need it. Maybe they're too good for Jesus, and that's why they're offended at the message of free grace towards sinners. Friends, wherever you're at, Jesus is seeking you today, saying to you, I must enter into your life as Savior and Lord. I must redeem you and renew you from the inside out. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Because all who receive Christ with joy, religious sinners, irreligious sinners, all who receive Christ with joy and cling to him in faith will hear the glorious news that Jesus speaks here to Zacchaeus, that today salvation has come to this house. This precious blood-bought child of God belongs to me. Turn to him today, friend. Receive him with joy, and you will have life in his name. Amen. Let us pray. Oh, Father, help us. So often we are just like these crowds. We shrug our shoulders at this good news. Help us, Lord, to see our lostness. Help us to see how much we need Jesus. Help us to rejoice at the good news that there is a God who loves sinners and has sent his Son to redeem sinners. Let us see ourselves, Lord, as being needful of that message. Let us run to Jesus in faith. Work on our hearts by your Spirit, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.